Hi, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in today's episode, we will be talking about NBA and MLB news. Starting off, Warriors GM Bob Meyer said Monday that his team did not acquire All-Star guard D'Angelo Russell just to flip him in a different deal. Speaking for the first time since acquiring Russell in a sign-and-trade deal that sent KD to the Brooklyn Nets, Meyer said the team hasn't decided whether Russell fits into the team's long-term plan, despite speculation throughout the league that Russell could end up being traded somewhere else in the next year. Bob Meyer said, "I know it's been written and speculated. That's fine. That's what everybody's job is to do. We can't sign him with the intention of just trading him. We can't even see him play in our uniform yet, or we haven't even seen him play in our uniform yet. And that's a lot of people have us already trading him. That's not how we're viewing it. Let's just see what we have. Let's see what he is. Let's see how he fits." He continued saying, "Part of our job is the front office and coaching staff and the organization is how does it all work? So much of our sport, at least, and maybe other sports, is what are you doing next? We got to figure out what we're doing now." He added, "We're just happy that we got a young player that has a lot of upside in our opinion, and we're excited at the possibility of him being in our uniform. In other news, the Knicks signed Reggie Bullock to a two-year, $8.2 million deal with the New York Knicks. The second year of the deal is a team option, according to Woj. Bullock and the Knicks reworked the deal after his medical issues forced the team to back out of its original two-year, $21 million arrangement. Later today, the Knicks announced the signing of Bullock and Marcus Morris, who agreed to a one-year, $15 million deal earlier this week. The team did not disclose terms of either contract. With Reggie Miller and Marcus, we are adding two more versatile, hard-nosed, and accomplished players to get ready to get an already improved roster," Knicks GM Scott Perry said in a statement. "We value both players' perimeter shooting ability and their strong presence on the court and in the locker room. We're excited to have them in New York and are confident that they will excel playing for this team under Coach Fizdale." In other news, yesterday, Ben Simmons has agreed to a five-year, $170 million maximum contract extension, his agent Rich Paul said. He will make about $8.1 million this season, the last of his four-year rookie deal. Sorry, this was what he was supposed to earn. But now, this will jump to $29.3 million and rise to nearly $39 million in 2024-25. The deal solidifies the 76ers' core for the next few seasons, as all-star Joel Embiid and Al Horford are under contract through 2023, Tobias Harris through 2024, and now Simmons through 2025. Horford got a $109 million deal for four years, and Embiid agreed to a $147 million five-year deal. In other news, Marcus Morris and Nerlens Noel fire agent Rich Paul. Both players faced some hurdles in contract negotiations this offseason. Morris reportedly signed a one-year $15 million deal with the Knicks on Tuesday, after reconsidering a prior agreement with the San Antonio Spurs. Noel declined his $1.9 million player option for the 2019-20 season and also reportedly reconsidered a deal he signed with OKC for eventually agreeing to terms with the club. I don't know. I saw this thing, report a couple days ago that he didn't want Marcus Morris to sign with the Clippers, which was who he was going to sign to, because of the rivalry in LA, because of LeBron James. He did not want him to have another competitor in LA, a better player, a better competitor in LA. Also in the news, the NBA office fined Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $50,000 after he admitted to leaking information about last week's Board of Governors meeting to a reporter. He said, "I appreciate the irony of you reporting on a fine that someone should, but won't, get fined for leaking to you." Sources said Sacramento Kings owner Vivek Redney expressed concern that information about the vote to allow coaches challenges was being reported while the meeting was still in session. Cuban immediately admitted that he had leaked the info. Also, the Rockets were fined $25,000 over the weekend for Tillman Furtado's statement about Russell Westbrook to the Houston trade that was officially completed. He said, "We're excited to have Russell Westbrook. I would watch him play for OKC, and he's so athletic. At the time, this franchise just had the 2 years with the most wins it's ever had in consecutive years, and we wouldn't have accomplished that without Chris Paul. Chris Paul is unbelievable, and he's going to be sadly missed." Switching over to MLB news, the Cubs acquire catcher Maldonado from the Rays. Giannis took his first hacks at baseball with the Yankees. The ball in his hand was huge. It looked like a golf ball in his hand. It was tiny. It was really small. The Yankees' Severino is open to pitching out of the bullpen. And Dodgers' Taylor broken forearm is on 10-day IL. Crawford is 5-for-4 with 2 home runs and 8 RBIs in San Francisco's rout the other day. And Trout is still day-to-day with his injury. In other news, Robbie Good is happy with a weird off after deal with a weird offseason, and the Giants suspend safety Moore following arrest. The one thing I thought was that I wanted to talk about was Ezekiel Elliott is wanting a better deal. He wants a higher deal where he's paid more. Do you think that he is worth it? I think he is worth the money because let's say they decide to trade. Ezekiel Elliott because he's asking for too much. Dak Prescott's numbers will go way, way down because he won't have a strong running game. He won't have a strong running game to help cope with his offense, which means he has to throw the ball more, leading to more incompletions, leading to more interceptions. He's already a high interception guy. What will this do without Ezekiel Elliott, one of the best running backs in the league right now, one of the best in the NFL right now? Let's say they give him I saw that he's wanting a 4-year deal worth a lot of money. Should the Cowboys give that to him? Yes. The Cowboys have four or five years left of a good Ezekiel Elliott. 4, 5, or 6 years is what they have left of him, because running backs in this league are not around for long. They have maybe 10-year windows where they can be great and get their money, just like Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell realizes that he's going to become worthless soon because he's a running back. There's going to be guys who are faster, more elusive. So he's going to get his check. I agree with Ezekiel Elliott that he should get this deal. He is worth a lot to the Dallas Cowboys. He is one of the best players, if not the best player, on the Cowboys. Also, Melvin Gordon is also asking for the same thing, another running back for the Chargers. He is asking for a trade or a higher pay from the Chargers. Melvin Gordon has been good the past couple seasons. I think he should get the contract. He's been doing really good this season. He did really good last season. He helped them get to the playoffs. In 2018, he had 175 rushing attempts, 885 yards, and 10 touchdowns. 10 touchdowns was sixth in the league. That is really, really good for him. That's a good running back numbers for a running back in this league to be sixth in the league in touchdowns. Ezekiel Elliott is up there. He had 1,434 yards last season. number one in the league. He only had 6 touchdowns. He was tied for 19th. But this shows the difference between Phillip Rivers and Dak Prescott. Melvin Gordon had 175 rushing attempts. Ezekiel Elliott almost had double that with 304. He has 4,000 career rushing yards. Melvin Gordon has 3,000 career rushing yards. Melvin Gordon has one more year in his career than Ezekiel Elliott. This shows that Melvin Gordon isn't needed as much in San Diego. With the Chargers, but he's still a good option for the Chargers because Phillip Rivers is one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. One of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league needs a good running game because what are they going to do late in the game when they need the ball run, when they need to run the ball? When they need to take time off the clock, when the defense gets the offense that Phillip Rivers is running, they know where he's throwing. Melvin Gordon is a good option for the Chargers. I think they should sign him. They should do the deal that he wants. I think that's a good deal. I don't see any problem. I think both of these running backs should get their money because they only have a couple years left in the league. It's not like they have a quarterback's longevity where a quarterback has 15 to 20 years is usually what you see out of a quarterback. You usually see 9 to 10 years out of a running back. You see 9 to 10 good years, and then they'll play a little bit more, but they won't be as good. With the Cowboys trying to be a contender and the Chargers trying to be a contender in the league, then they need to have both of those players in. They need to have both of those players in the league because the Chargers were 12-4. They had the same record as the Chiefs, who were one of the best teams in the league. The Cowboys were 10-6, one of the third best record in the NFL, in the NFC. If the Cowboys want to be great, if they want to be up there with the best teams in the league, they need to have Ezekiel Elliott. Sorry, it turns out they are the fourth best team in the NFC, which is still pretty good because the Chargers were one of the two best teams in the AFC. They need Melvin Gordon because Phillip Rivers can't do it all on his own. Phillip Rivers can't take this team and be great and go to the playoffs and go as far into the playoffs as they went without a good running game. Because Phillip Rivers is getting a little bit older. He needs a little bit of a running game. Now I'm just looking here what his stats are. Last season, 2018, he had 4,000 yards, 32 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. He needs a running back. Now, Phillip Rivers had 4 more interceptions than Dak Prescott, but he had 400 more yards, 10 more touchdowns. I'd rather have 4 more interceptions than 10 more touchdowns then have 22 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's good and all, but is it good enough to be one of the best teams in the league? Tom Brady, the best, undoubtedly the best quarterback in the NFL, has his stats are 29 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes, who was the MVP, had 50 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. So I agree that they need a good running game. Now, the Patriots didn't have as good of a running game. But it's Tom Brady and the Patriots. The Chiefs running back with Tyreek Hill, who had 12 touchdowns, 22 attempts, only 1,000 yards. That's good. Sorry, I don't know why I said 151 yards. I meant 1,479 yards. And 12 touchdowns and 22. Never mind. But I agree that they need a good running back, because they don't have Patrick Mahomes. They don't have Tom Brady. Now, they are great quarterbacks, but they do need a little bit of help in the backfield there. Well, thanks for listening to E2One Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube My name is Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E2One Go Sports. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E2One Go Sports. Thank you.